Packing for a big move is always a pain, but some paleontologists in Texas have it really tough. They've been boxing up the skeleton of a woolly mammoth, which is, what's the word, mammoth, not to mention tens of thousands of years old. The bones will make their way to the Perot Museum of Nature and Science in Dallas. Reporter Lauren Silverman of member station KERA tagged along for the last leg of the journey and sent this report.
For weeks, Ron Tykoski has been in the town of Itley, Texas, carefully wrapping bones in toilet paper, wet plaster strips, and burlap.
No matter what, just keep it going. If something breaks, we glue it later.
Tykoski is a paleontologist with the Perot Museum of Nature and Science. The bones he's covering are the vertebrae, neck, rib, and shoulder bones of a mammoth. He's preparing this massive white bundle for a trip to Dallas. It weighs 1,000 pounds and rests on a frame of 2x4s.
Okay, on three. One.
Eight people
two,
lift.
Three.
And flip it by hand.
Oh, heavier than I thought.
So they can wrap the other side.
It's a lever under there.
This Colombian mammoth is estimated to be 20,000 to 40,000 years old.
There were a lot of these animals here. They must have loved it around here. And you find the remains all across parts of southern North America.
Picture a herd of elephant-like creatures grazing in the field south of Dallas alongside short-faced bears and saber-toothed cats.
And then all of a sudden, around 10,000 years ago, they're gone in a flash.
You know, it kind of makes you just sit back and think. It was a lot different years and years ago.
That's Ethan Beasley. He discovered the skeleton, along with his uncle, Marty McEwen, last May. It was a typical day at the family's sand and gravel company when McEwen hit something hard with the excavator. Beasley jumped down from his dump truck and brushed the brown dirt off a few feet of mammoth tusk.
We uncovered the end down toward the head, and for a long time we were just standing down there looking at it. Really didn't know what to do.
They called a paleontologist from nearby Navarro College, and for the next few months, a small team of volunteers worked to remove layers of sediment from the ancient beast. During which time, Beasley became a sort of town crier, updating locals on progress.
You go through town, people are like, so they dug up the elephant. Of course, they all call it elephant or dinosaur or something. They're like, y'all dug it up yet? Is it gone? How's it going?
Colombian mammoths have been found across the U.S. and in Texas before, but this one stands out because the skeleton is nearly complete. Paleontologist Paul Serino says usually bones have been scavenged by animals or washed away. This one has both tusks, which measure more than 7 feet long.
The tusk will give you all sorts of details about the animal. If you section that, you'll be able to not only tell, you know, something about the age of the animal, but you'll be able to tell about climate variation, literally year by year, as the animal grew that tusk.
Serino, who teaches at the University of Chicago, says this relative to the living elephant can help us understand how fast a species can go from being at the top of the food chain to the bottom of a cement pit.
The idea of climate change, the idea of the changing earth, it's happening before us. And you look at an animal like this, you say as little as 9,000 years ago, there were long-tusked mammoths wandering around Texas. Pretty amazing.
The next step is to get the bones to the Perot Museum's lab in Dallas, carefully clean them, and pump them full of glue for preservation. Museum officials still have to give the mammoth a name and decide whether to put it on display. There's already one Texan mammoth in the collection, but he may be willing to show some southern hospitality and scoot over for a friend. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Silverman in Dallas.
Hey!